going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Particularly, I love the Jaguars in the interview because he played with so much swagger, man. You knew he was that guy. You knew not to try him, man. I just want to be able to go out there with that same confidence, knowing that if you come at me, it's not 50-50. That's my ball.
Max Hairston, Bill's new corner, drafted out of Kentucky.
And his nickname, again, is
Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Which is great. Had a good suit, good energy.
They should let him put that on the jersey.
Mad Max?
Yeah.
Like the NBA when they did nicknames?
Yeah.
What number's Mad Max going to wear? What's available?
00.
His number in college.
In the 40s. I don't need two corners wearing numbers in the 40s.
He wore number one in college.
That
Curtis
is
Samuel's
taken
wearing
by
number
Curtis
one.
Samuel.
Curtis Samuel's wearing number one.
He also wore 31.
Jairus Byrd.
Yep. Is there a 31 on the Bills right
Rasul
now?
Rasul Douglas is not signed.
Okay.
That's correct.
Take Rasul Douglas is 31. All right.
Man, that's kind of boring, though.
Is Benford going to get a better number now that he's a legit,
47 is a great number.
It's not a good number.
Has anybody ever asked Benford if that number has a special meaning to him for some reason? Because if that's the case, then I'll shut up about it. But I truly think that's part of the reason he's not a bigger name in the league. He wears a number like he just got called up off the practice squad. Or he's trying out for the Bills in a preseason game. He's an undrafted rookie free agent. I do think the number hurts him. I don't think he cares. I've heard him talk. He's very down to earth, and he's not your Richard Sherman, loud corner type. But yeah, we got to get the man a better number if it doesn't have a really, really special meaning to him.
Last segment we talked about offensive lineman Gray Zabel,
Most boring pick of the first round.
Whatever, it's a good pick. It's fine.
They always need offensive linemen.
The Seahawks
they've ignored it forever.
Josh found this that he was taken 18th overall, and he said when asked on the conference call, "What are you going to do now?" He said, quote, "Man, I'm probably going to start diving into these Bush Lights." There you go. Drink some beer. You made
Someone related to him, I think it might have been his brother, tweeted out an hour later, at Bush Light, "Hey, we're running out of these. Can you send some more? Please help."
No more NIL. Yeah. Now you're just going to get endorsements for these guys.
What was your least favorite pick of the first round?
Matthew Golden to the Packers.
Well, I mean for that team. If you were that team. The Colts drafting a tight end?
No.
How about the Bears drafting a tight end at 10th overall when they already have a highly paid tight end on the roster?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. What the Bears did there was they didn't go for the chic, think of him like a receiver tight end. They went for the Kittle tight end.
Well, that's because they already have a...
Right, that's what I mean.
Think of him like a receiver tight end.
The rare tight end is that guy. That's the guy that's rare. Everybody's got a pass-catching tight end, and they didn't go for him. So,
right. What you're saying is there are 30 Cole Kmets now.
Yes.
And
not that many Colston Lovelands. So yeah. I don't mind it for them. I mean, I also probably give Ben Johnson the benefit of the doubt. The guy's an offensive wizard. He's going to know what he wants. And his offense, I guess they'll probably go running back in the second round, the Bears. Like, get ready for Trevion Henderson to the Bears.
Yep.
Because they were rumored to be after Ashton Jeanty, who they couldn't get to. And they have DeAndre Swift, who's old and not very good, I don't think. So the Bears could go running back early. Receivers and running backs could go early in the second round. That's probably where we start, is receiver, running back, and quarterback at the start of the second round.
It really was a draft without a pick where everybody collectively just dunked on a team. You know, the Raiders are often the team that gives us this. Is, can you believe this idiot GM and what he just did? Like, I don't really think we had that moment last night. We did it a little bit at the draft party with Pittsburgh, right? Because they don't have a second and they drafted a defensive tackle when they need a quarterback. But really, nothing. There was really not much else.
Well,
that was like highly critical.
Let's take a look at the Bills. Criticized. The Bills' top 30 visits who are still available.
Yeah.
And what that could mean. So they had Max Hairston in for top 30 visit. They drafted him. The other corners, Trey Amos, Benjamin Morrison, Jacob Parrish, Darren Porter. I mean, Porter could still be a guy if they later, but I don't know. Taking another corner, it's going to have to be late.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Defensive tackles.
Because the room is full.
Right. Defensive tackles. Here are your four names. These guys did not get selected.
Okay.
So if you want to say this was a good job by the Bills, maybe putting defensive tackle second. Mm-hmm. The only guy that got taken that visited with them was Tyleek Williams, Ohio State, who went to...
He went to 28, to Detroit.
Detroit.
Was it? Yeah. Okay.
If he's still on the board, I wonder if they go tackle instead of corner. Maybe. But there are four defensive tackles they met with: T.J. Sanders, Deion Walker, Ty Robinson, and Omar Norman Lott of Tennessee.
Okay.
There's a safety on the board. Then there's the receiver conversation. Jalen Royals and Isaiah Bond. Maybe Jalen Lane. Like, if you're talking about receiver today, Jalen Royals is a today receiver. Second or third round. They met with him. If you want to go with prospects they had multiple interactions with, but not top 30 visits. This is all at BuffaloRumblings.com, and Ryan Talbot does a great job tracking this as well for New York Upstate. BuffaloRumblings.com on multiple interactions with Isaiah Bond. That could be a second or third round pick, maybe even fourth. Landon Jackson. Mm-hmm. Receiver Dante Thornton. A couple of safeties. Like, listen, safety is going to get picked, is it not? They had one in for a visit. I see three in for multiple interactions: Andrew Mukuba, Elijah Clark, Billy Bowman Jr. They worked out safety. I mean, the Texas safety is a private workout, according to Justin Mello.
Yep.
So we got into safety yesterday for Malachi Starks, and we don't ever get to find out what they would have done had he been there. But safety is in the mix.
Yeah, I don't know that they have to, though. It would have to be a player that, and this is they're going to say this about a lot of positions, that they would have to really like. Because could they go into the season with the four safeties they have right now? I think they very easily could. I'm not saying they would be, I don't think they're great at that position, but do they have four NFL safeties to walk into the year with?
I mean, they have four safeties that play in the NFL. If they walk into the...
They do.
If
one of them does have upside.
Who?
Bishop.
Bishop. Yeah. They walk into the with the same safety room they walked in last year, except Bishop is a year older. But other than that, it's Rapp, who is a nice player, makes some big plays, hits like a truck, and it's Derek Forrest and
Hamlin.
Damar Hamlin.
Two guys who have started in the league, but you really don't want starting.
Right, how different is that than Mike Edwards last year, who they signed and never played? It's not that different. An investment in that position... Maybe. They've met with a good amount of them. They of course, Nick Emmanuori, they met with the Combine. They met with Malachi Starks at the Combine. Xavier Watts is another one.
Yeah.
Xavier Watts, Notre Dame. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked at all if today goes defensive tackle safety.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like another safety. The Malachi Starks conversation for me kind of leaned into, you know, when Sal and I were going back and forth yesterday, how much they like Rapp. They like Rapp. Congratulations. They also like Tre'Davious White. Right. And they drafted a guy that's going to take his job, hopefully before the season even begins. And they like Dane Jackson. But they drafted a guy that hopefully takes his job before the season begins. So,
yeah.
Safety to me, you know, wherever you look, PFF grades of the safeties. The Bills' safeties graded terribly last year. In coverage, they were terrible. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the New York Times had their New York Times, The Athletic had a mock draft based on numbers, and they ranked the Bills safety room 31st in the NFL. 31st. Just, hey, Cole Bishop's going to be a little bit older. That might help it quite a bit, but that might not be enough.
But what's going to happen if they draft a second round? If they're going to draft a second round safety today, that person's going to start right away over their second round safety from last year?
No, the guy that I'd start over is Rapp.
Right.
If again, maybe it depends on packages. Maybe it's third down packages. Maybe it's opponent specific. But if we're talking about having this defense give the potential to move chess pieces and really play with a lot of different things, maybe another safety that frees Bishop up to be a hammer in the run game and a center fielder kind of safety is the right move. I mean, Watts is a little bit of that. That's what Starks was. That's mm-hmm. what Watts could be.
Yep.
So. I think safety, I want to just keep it there. They met with a lot of them. Six at the Combine. They only brought in one for a visit. Linebacker down the board a bit. So, anyway, the results of the Twitter poll. Sorry, we'll get to this before the break because I'd mentioned I want to get to this. If you're picking two out of three, defensive tackle, defensive end, wide receiver, what pair do you want? The number one choice is defensive tackle, wide receiver. The number two choice is defensive tackle, defensive end. And then third place is wide receiver, defensive end. Everybody wants a defensive tackle. And the Bills should, too. You wonder how much Bean will feel a push to do that. What if the first few picks tonight, they can't get up and it's four tackles going the first seven picks, 10 picks. Like, uh-oh. You can't be reaching for a third-round graded defensive tackle.
Or at that point. By their definition, maybe like a fourth-round grade by that point. Yeah. Yeah.
803-0550.
In the 9 o'clock hour, we should get to receiver a little bit, too. You're thinking about safety. I'm thinking about Isaiah Bond specifically, and the Bills today. So curious about what they think of him right now.
Yeah. Well, to a point here, one of the things about Bond was there's a sexual assault allegation he turned himself in.
That's part of why I'm
okay,
wondering.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you want to say, what would the Bills do about that? Max Hairston has an allegation against him from his freshman year. You can't find much on that. That's years ago.
Yep.
The Bills would have known about that, vetted that, whatever. So
yep.
If it's a non-starter, then Hairston's not here, and Hairston is here.
Unless.
Again, different situations. I don't know how the Bills would treat this.
But do they also not want to draft with their first two picks? Two people. They graduate to different levels. Hairston was never charged in the way that Bond had to turn himself in.
Right.
But would they not want the – would they just not want it out there in the public? Like, hey, we've – you know, the first two picks, we've drafted two people that have had, you know, these histories.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us, Jeremy and Joe. Give us a ring on Max Hairston and on the plan for round two. Anything else you want to throw at us? We're happy to have you here on WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.